From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Audie Cornish. 4 years ago, a group of people known for being irreverent created some unusually reverent drawings. Editorial cartoonists put jokes and critiques on hold as they marked the inauguration of the first African-American president. Now, 4 years later, those same cartoonists are figuring out how to depict Barack Obama's second inauguration. And we asked two of them to join us. Matt Worker is editorial cartoonist for Politico, and he's the 2012 recipient of the Pulitzer Prize. Matt, welcome.
Hi.
And Scott Stantis comes to us from the president's adopted hometown, Chicago, where he is editorial cartoonist for the Chicago Tribune. Hi there, Scott.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So to start, I'm going to ask you both to describe your drawings from 4 years ago. And Scott, starting with you, you described yourself as a conservative, not exactly an Obama supporter. But you did draw a cartoon. I have the image here that is honoring the moment. Describe it to me.
Well, I think there are times in our history where we can just take half a step back from our partisanship and revel in the history and the wonder of something. And this was a cartoon I actually had drawn for USA Today. And it's Uncle Sam looking at a big screen TV, and there is President Obama being sworn in, and Uncle Sam is simply saying, "Wow."
And he has his hat off, and the drawing is still pretty, you know, it's still a kind of caricature image of President Obama.
Yeah,
the ears are very prominent.
That's as close as I can come to reverence. I'm sorry. It comes with the territory.
And Matt, for you, you drew something that is sort of, in a way, depicting the inaugural scene outside the Capitol.
Yes, it's the swearing in. And it was, again, sort of, it was a very epic moment. I think it's interesting how quickly we moved on from it. But I depicted the swearing in, and Obama's standing there on the platform, and there's a cutaway, and you can see inside the platform, and he's literally standing on the shoulders of MLK, the civil rights workers, Abraham Lincoln, abolitionists, and all of the people who sort of led to that historic moment.
So as you kind of look back on your art from that period, what most strikes you about the evolution of the Obama image? Because his image was such a big part of the pop culture feeling around him. I mean, Matt, what's different this time around?
Oh, boy, it's so entirely different. I mean, 4 years ago, I think that the country was sort of stunned. We were coming out, frankly, from 8 years of Bush-Cheney. We forget the economy was cratering. It was a moment where I think that everybody was really suddenly embracing this moment of idealism. And I think 4 years later, so much of that is gone for different reasons. And there's just this drumbeat of hysteria. And I think that politically, it boxes Obama in.
But at the same time, if you look at this, and I don't know, Scott, if you want to jump in here, you know, the
sure.
Obama campaign courted this. You know, there was Obama kind of iconography. There's lots
oh,
of
yeah.
images and the art of Obama and the pop stars.
Well, the first,
and there was a
well,
lot
he has
of,
a logo.
Right.
Yeah,
exactly.
He has a logo, a registered trademark. What I find interesting as a cartoonist is the evolution or lack thereof of his images over the last 4 years. I mean, you look at 4 years of, Jimmy Carter would be one example where he, you know, was diminished to about, he was standing like 3.5 feet tall. You had Bill Clinton, who just became this big, doughy sort of, you know, sensualist kind of character. You had, you know, Richard Nixon, of course, and you had George W. Bush devolved into like a demonic Keebler elf. This caricature has not. What's interesting to me, looking at my work, looking at Matt's work, and looking at work of other cartoonists over the last 4 years, the caricature, and Matt, tell me if you disagree with me, I don't think the caricature has changed dramatically from 4 years ago, has it?
I think it's changed a little bit. I think that one of the changes that happened is that in the beginning, I think the first year or so of the administration, a lot of cartoonists were very careful about dealing with the caricature of an African American.
Absolutely.
And it was a minefield that people were tiptoeing across in a lot of ways. And a couple of people stepped on some mines, and one of our boneheaded brethren drew him as a monkey for Rupert Murdoch or something. And people began to have to sort of, you know, you had to deal with the legacy of some really virulent racist imagery in American cartoons going back centuries. But we got over it. And the cartoon gods work in mysterious ways, just as we're having to grapple with drawing the first black president. The cartoon gods gave us the first orange House speaker. So,
sure, John Boehner would quibble with that description.
But it was suddenly, you know, it was like, okay, we're drawing people of color here, so this is fun. And everyone's been having a good time. And I think that actually there's an evolution in the Obama caricature that I think is all perfectly healthy and gets back to the significance of the second inaugural in some ways. And what was extraordinary 4 years ago is ordinary, and I think that the caricature has actually sort of evolved. And Obama is now just another goofy guy that we get to have fun with and, you know, play with his big smile and make his ears bigger and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
and
I have to say, the ears on Scott's alone, in each of his drawings, the ears are a little bit bigger. I'm looking at one where, in your art, Scott, it's Obama smoking like 4 or 5 cigarettes at once, and he's holding a box of cigarettes that says unfiltered spending. And he thinks to himself, I can't seem to quit. But his ears take up, I think, fully 40% of his head in this picture.
Well, you know, here's the thing. Let me give you a quick lesson on caricature. Is what human beings find attractive in each other, and this crosses ethnic lines, preference, sexual preference lines, all lines, is that we like symmetry. And the fact of the matter is this president's actually a pretty good-looking fella, except for those big jug handles on either side of his head. And so I can talk to grade schools, I can talk to colleges or rotary clubs. I draw just an outline of his head, and if you put those ears on, instantaneously people know who he is. So, of course, yeah, we're going to jump all over that.
I think the cartoonists have gotten lazy, too, because, I mean, in all fairness or in our defense a little bit, I mean, we did the same thing to George W. Bush. I mean, by the end of his administration, he was just Dumbo. I mean, his ears were just immense.
Now, going into the inauguration then, can you guys give us a preview of what you're thinking of drawing? I know, actually, on the way in here, Matt, you were doing some sketching in the studio.
I'm still flummoxed. I don't quite know what to do. I'm playing with an idea of everybody on the inaugural stand being extremely well-armed with assault rifles and whatnot, and it's something about the way the NRA would like to see the inauguration. But my wife actually had a good idea. I should probably do something riffing off of, remember Aretha's hat at the last inaugural?
Yes, yeah.
I think that there's something about inaugural bonnets out there that would be really fun to do, but I've got to figure that out this afternoon.
And Scott, for you.
Oh, my gosh. It's not 20 minutes before deadline, so I really don't have anything solid. But I would go, you know, some of the stuff, I love drawing critters. I mean, and just innocuous, almost non sequitur. So I would have like a rhinoceros or a hippopotamus. And, you know, it could be, I think he's still facing the same issues he did 4 years ago. Unemployment is still unacceptably high, even though it's going down slightly. We've got debt, we've got war, we've got Guantanamo, we've got civil liberties, we've got all those things. And they were, you know, I love having them in the stands and just saying, yeah, we were here 4 years ago.
That's good. I'm going to steal that.
Dang it!
Well, Scott Santis, thank you so much for speaking with me.
Well, thanks for having me.
And Matt Worker, thank you for coming in to talk to us.
Thanks, Audie.
Editorial cartoonist Matt Worker of Politico and Scott Santis of the Chicago Tribune. You can see drawings by both of them at npr.org, including their cartoons from the inauguration 4 years ago.